Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
Good afternoon, Gavin. How are you?
Hello, I'm very good. And how are you?
I'm well, thank you. And this is the first time we've had an opportunity to speak in 2024.
We do. We've got a bit of a catch-up.
We do, yeah. Today we're going to catch up on changes in the garden over the last couple of months. There's been many. We were promised a drought, and it really sort of hasn't happened. Although, if you're on the coast, a fair bit of rain has fallen over the summer period. But inland, that's not necessarily the case. I mean, there have been weeks and weeks where there was just hot weather and no rain, so it's been a little different inland than it's been on the coast in reference to the amount of precipitation that one's garden would have received, Gavin.
Absolutely. And the other big problem with coastal gardens is, of course, it hasn't been getting down to any depth. Apart from the last couple of days, all the rain we were getting over the last few months has maybe got down about an inch or two in the upscale for their 30 to 40 mil into the ground and hasn't been getting down deep enough. So that's the one thing we've been finding is people have been coming in thinking we've had plenty of rain, but because of the hot days around the rain, it's just literally entered the surface and that's about as far as it's gone. So it's actually been a big problem with people thinking that they've had a lot more rain than what they really have. And that's even the coastal fringe. The other problem, of course, that we've had this summer is this incredible amount of humidity. And there's so many plants that are suffering, especially because we have some plants from all over the world. We have a lot of New Zealand plants like flaxes and potatoes. Which all come from our New Zealand neighbours. Now, they're just not used to this humidity and they're all tending to go brown in the centre. You know, things like lavenders, roses have got absolutely coated in black spot, which is a fungus caused by humidity. Now, you and I have talked about the old wet bathroom effect many times before, and the whole of Newcastle's been one big wet bathroom effect for the last couple of months, and that's not that easy to deal with.
It's surprising the amount of humidity that has reached inland as well. Normally in the Hunter Valley and the Upper Hunter Valley, not so much the Upper Hunter Valley, but certainly the Hunter Valley, we've had a tremendous amount of humidity. Over this summer, which is unusual.
Yeah, you know, it's good for some plants. Some plants, of course, are thriving. Some plants are a lot bigger and bushier than what they should be. But a lot of other plants need just that little bit of extra care at that time of year when it is so humid. As in, you know, you certainly don't water overnight. That's the last thing you want to do to encourage those wet foliage all night till the sun hits it. Typical this morning. You know, it rained last night. Everything stayed wet all night. It went incredibly still outside. And then when I woke up at 6 o'clock this morning, the sun was out. And I thought, well, that's exactly what you don't want to happen because that creates all that mold and fungus on everything because it has sat wet all night and the foliage, everything's just sat wet. And even though rain is a wonderful thing, it's not so good if you get it overnight and then it sits on the foliage all night.
Yeah, true. I have noticed, I suppose, the lack of wind, particularly in the valley. I mean, the lack of wind. And when you do get wind on the coast, most of the time throughout summer, it's been a bloody nor'westerly, which you don't want.
Yes, yes. And then it always dies down when the sun goes down, which is the problem we've got, is that it goes deadly still overnight, which isn't that crash hot for the plants, and it's not crash hot trying to get to sleep either. You can't very well stick a fan outside over the garden to dry the foliage off. Now, that's one of the issues we've had to come about with this summer. And, you know, as I said, there's not a lot you can do because you can't really do much to the weather. But you can thin plants out and create a bit of airflow. for a start. You can, where plants are sitting close to the ground and they're hanging close to the ground, we trim those off a bit, try and get a bit of airflow underneath. We trim the centres out of things, again, to create airflow. And if we haven't had any rain, the one thing we never do is go out with the hose after about 6 o'clock and wet everything down. So that there are a few things you can do to help. Even in the lawn, you know, there are people coming in. This is generally a time for lawn grubs and fungus, and people are coming in with brown patches in their lawn, which we'll talk about in future weeks. And that can be either the lawn grubs, which is traditional around Easter, or at the moment, it's more likely caused by all of this fungus. And you get a fungus in the lawn. And that can be purely a case of just getting in there with aeration, with something to aerate it, like a fork or an aerator, hire an aerator and fork holes in all the lawn just to get a bit of airflow again through it. And when it does rain quite heavy, like it did in these storms the last couple of days, to make sure that sinks in and doesn't just get wasted over to the side.
Because, look, you know, what are we, the 21st of Feb, so we've got about 8 days of summer left. But March invariably is still a hot...
It's humid.
And it's still a hot month. I mean, I suppose we don't expect to get 35s and 36s, but it's still average temperature of about, high 20s.
It has happened before, yes.
Yeah,
I mean, this Friday is supposed to be another 34 or 35 degree day. And as I said, it feels a lot warmer than that because of the humidity's up like 85-90%.
So what should people be thinking of heading towards doing in the garden now as we come to the end of summer?
Well, really, as I said, it's basically a case of thinning things out, a case of trying to create as much airflow. Airflow as you possibly can, and realistically, you're starting to pull out all those summer veggies, summer flowers will be all starting to finish up. The summer veggies, most of those will have either you've used them or they've bolted to seed, and of course, it's far too early yet to plant the winter ones, because the winter ones you can only plant once the humidity is gone, which, as we said, could be easily another 4 or 5 weeks yet before that clears up. It's usually after Easter. The main thing is at the moment is to lightly trim things where they may have grown a bit out of size, a bit out of shape is the word I was looking for. Create airflow, keep the lawn nicely mowed so that again you get airflow through that, so you try not to encourage anything to come into it. Give everything a bit of a last feed before the cooler weather does come, because of course most plants use up food when they're actively growing. Once the growth starts to slow down in the cooler weather, they'll stop using the food. So over the next, say, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, we should be giving everything a bit of a feed, including the lawn, to try and get that through the autumn and into the winter months.
Now, on my screen, I've got changes to Lee Rowan's Garden World. What does that mean?
Yes. So we have actually had a developer come in and redevelop the Arimba store. So that has, unfortunately, as a retail store, has closed over the summer period. We are doing deliveries. It's all basically gone online only. Unfortunately, these things have been in the works for years, and we've only just found out about them. So that store has unfortunately closed as a retail store. As an online store for all those people that used to get deliveries from us down on the Central Coast, that will continue as normal at the price that they used to pay. So if it was $39 for a delivery 2 months ago, it'll still be $39 for the delivery, even though the deliveries are going to have to come out of up here. Now, the other thing we are doing is we are developing our Western store. Now, we've got a yard right on the side of the freeway at a place called Sawyer's Gully, which is just past the Western turnoff, and that is going to be developed into basically a, what would you call it, A transport depot. So we'll be able to do all the deliveries right up to Singleton, all those new areas around Pocolbin, Brankston, all up through there, Patterson, all those areas will then get serviced from our Western depot, which will be a cheaper price to get deliveries out of there. And all the deliveries down the Central Coast, being that the road's so good down there, now we'll just use that instead of trying to get throughout the suburbs of Newcastle. So, you know, as anybody would know around Warners Bay here, the roads around here are a nightmare, especially for trucks. So we're trying to keep all our trucks off the road, and they will get out of, in and out of our new Western transport hub, if you like, and they will do most of our deliveries out of there. So that's one of the big changes that's happening with us. We've only got one physical plant nursery, but all our deliveries are continuing as normal down on the coast, and as I said, we'll be able to expand that up into the valley now with our new yard. If you ever go past the Western Turnoff on the left-hand side, you will see a big Lee Rowans yard there, and that is going to be expanded and improved, and everything will come and go out of there. So that's been a good thing.
So what do I see?
I myself this week have started my 34th year here, so that's
have
been
you?
A good thing as
Congratulations.
Well.
Congratulations. I imagine you're up for long service, Lou. Can I ask you, on the highway, as I drive down the Hunter Expressway each and every day, drive down, drive back, what do I pass that's got Lee Rowans there that's just close to the expressway?
Okay, on the road going north, it'll be, there's a Western turnoff, a Western exit. When you get to the end of that, there's a roundabout. One way goes to Western, the other one goes to Sawyer's Gully. Now, the Sawyer's Gully Road mimics the freeway, so it runs in parallel. Now, our new yard is on the side of the freeway. Now, obviously, you can't get to and from it from the freeway, but if you look over to your left, just past that Western turnoff, about, you know, 500, 600 metres along the road, you will see an enormous big yard there with a couple of big Lee Rowans semi-trailers in it, all our soils, all our piles of pavers and so forth sitting there. People can go in there. It's open Monday to Saturday. It's open from 7 till 3. And you can, if you're up that way, you can go in there and pick up stock from there.
So
the only thing it hasn't got at the moment is an actual nursery.
So that's what I can see when I drive up and down the freeway.
Yes, on the road up.
Yeah.
You won't see it coming down, but on the road up, on the left-hand side, just past the Western exit.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you as always. That's fantastic. And you've still got, of course, Lee Rowans. What would you call it?
We have our head office, and always will have our head office at 381 Hillsborough Road at Warners Bay.
The head office.
There's been lots of rumours about that, but yes, we are here. Nothing's happening here. Everything's as it always was.
And as it always is, and so is Gavin. It's a
still here for another 34 years. I hope so.
Well, congratulations on starting your 34th year, and we look forward to speaking with you throughout that 34th year each and every Wednesday afternoon.
Yes. Well, next week we'll have something for the foodies. We'll talk about all the foodie things that are out at the moment. That's a good time to plant.
Fantastic. Always good to catch up with you again. Congratulations on starting your 34th year, and we look forward
Wonderful.
To talking to you next week.
Most certainly will. I shall look forward to it.
Thank you, Gavin. That's Gavin from Lee Rowans Garden World. As we said, head office, they've got it, Warners Bay. Head office at Warners Bay, that's the nursery where you go and have a look at the plants and all those sort of things. All right. And we'll catch up with Gavin. Talking about next week, we're talking about things you eat in the garden.